Oh, I'll give them 15 minutes to reply, and if they haven't bought in, we're... Oh, no. Oh, listen. You're here again. It's his Nibs.
Either him or his ships. Now, watch the teleview, Mitch. See if we can locate them, right?
Hello, Luna?
No, wait. Where did that come from?
From the radio.
Let's get over there, quick. Hello? Hello, Luna calling.
I know. Where have you been?
Eh?
We have been waiting for you. It took you a long time to get here.
A long time, he says. It must be all of 40 minutes.
Where are you?
A long way from you. You should have opened up your radio before. I've been trying to call you.
Oh.
Tell me, have we...
I do not think you need worry about anything.
You mean we've made it?
I think so. But we haven't finished with you yet.
How do you mean you haven't finished with us?
You want to land on the moon, don't you?
No, no, we don't. We haven't enough fuel. We used it nearly all up, taken off from the Earth.
Then we will have to arrange things a little differently.
Oh.
You had better all get to your couches and strap yourselves in.
Well, what are you going to do?
Help you get back to your own time.
You mean we're not there yet?
If you were, you wouldn't be out here in space, would you?
No. Oh, I don't suppose we would.
Do as he says. Get on your bunks.
Right.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah, Jet.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, most of it. I've been trying to take it down.
Well, you better stop now. Things are about to happen.
Right.
And let me know when you're all strapped in.
I'm fixed.
Me too. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
We'll be all set in just a few moments.
Very well. This is the last time you will hear from me.
Why? Where are you going?
To Venus. To my new home.
We'll look you up in about 10 years from now.
That we shall see. I hope our meeting has been of benefit to you.
It has, very much.
Remember, our ships will always be watching you.
Aye.
Are you all strapped in now?
Yes. Say, wait a minute, before you go. There's something I want to ask. Hello? Hello?
Blimey. What's going on? What's happening?
Lie flat, everybody. Lie flat. Don't move.
No, screw.
Hang on.
Oh. Hold tight.
How high are we? About 100 miles. Close enough to give us a good view and good photography. Camera set, Doc?
Yeah, Jet.
Then get ready. Far side of the moon should be reached in 1 hour. I'll take the telescope. Mitch, Lemmy, you stick to the televiewer.
Right here.
Well, doesn't look any different from the other side, does it? Craters, mountains, plains. Just the same.
Didn't expect it to be all that different.
Hey, Jet, come over here. Look at this.
What?
Well, directly below us now. The biggest crater I've ever seen. About twice the size of Copernicus.
Yes, I can see it.
But it's crammed full of little craters. Tiny ones, in regular lines.
Yes.
There's a tendency for craters on the Earth's side to form lines of a sort.
You know something, Jet?
No, Lemmy, what?
I've got a weird feeling I've done all this before.
It's strange you should say that, Lemmy. So have I.
Well, I haven't. No man on Earth, alive or dead,'s ever been to the other side of the moon. You couldn't possibly have done it before. Keep working that camera, Doc. Get as many pictures as you can.
You bet.
Going to get the surprise of their lives back home when we tell them about this. Well, we've nearly completed the circuit now. Soon our nose will be pointing to Earth again. You better stand by to cut in the motor.
You're right.
And let me know when you're all set.
Okay, Jet.
Okay.
Okay.
Cut the stern televiewer, Lemmy. Switch on forward view.
Televiewer forward view on.
There she is, the Earth, directly ahead.
You said that, Mitch, as though you hadn't seen it in years.
I feel like I haven't.
But you saw it not 50 minutes ago, just before we took off from the moon. Position, Lemmy?
Coming into center. 5 degrees.
Doc, stabilizer.
Stabilizer.
4 degrees.
Mitch, motor.
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh? What's the matter?
Well, the fuel. There's hardly any left.
What?
But you said there was plenty. Oodles of it, you said.
Well, there's not now. Something's wrong. We've lost it somewhere.
3 degrees.
We must have used up much more than you thought.
But we couldn't have done not on a moon takeoff. We shouldn't have used half of it.
2 degrees.
Have we got enough to set us on course for Earth?
Just about, but no more.
And stand by to switch in motor.
All right. Standing by.
1 degree.
Contact.
Speed 3,300. 350. 360. 370. 380.
1,100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600.
Commotor!
Earth, dead center.
Course correct. Cut the stabilizer, Doc.
Stabilizer cut.
Oh, well, that's that. On course, correct velocity, and we're heading for home.